Lord God, hear us. Help us to hear you. Amen. If you wish to follow along, you may turn to hymn 413. It will not be the hymn we're singing, but I'll be referring to it. In Hebrews 11, we read, "These all died in faith, having seen the promises afar off. They were assured of them, embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on earth." Or if I may, strangers and pioneers on earth. "But now they desire a better, that is, a heavenly country. Therefore God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he has prepared a city for them." The word pioneer conjures up in our minds images of covered wagons, perhaps drawn into a circle, forming a line of defense against hostile Indians. We may think of the many hardships that these people endured as they traveled across the plains, over the mountains, through the deserts. And finally, we try to picture in our minds the happiness and relief on their faces when they finally set eyes on their destination, their land of promise, be it Oregon or California or Washington. We are spiritual pioneers on a journey to a land of promise. It is a long and difficult ordeal, fraught with dangers. The pioneers had to contend with the arrows of the Indians. In Scripture, we are told that we have to contend with the flaming arrows of the evil one. This evil one, Satan, is not alone. He has a horde of servants whose mission it is to destroy our determination to stick to the trail, to remain dedicated to our objective. Among these servants of Satan are the heathen, who deny our master, the false teachers, who deny the teachings of our master, and our own flesh, which keeps telling us to give it up. I walk in danger all the way. The thought shall never leave me that Satan, who has marked his prey, is plotting to deceive me. This foe, with hidden snares, may seize me unawares, if e'er I fail to watch and pray. I walk in danger all the way. The pioneers had to contend with obstacles that threatened to block their way. Mountains, deserts, swollen rivers, vicious storms. We also have to contend with many obstacles, temptations, trials, sorrows, sufferings. Each of these is a potential barrier that can stop us in our tracks or divert us from our journey. I pass through trials all the way, with sin and ills contending. In patience I must bear each day the cross of God's own sending. Oft in adversity I know not where to flee, when storms of woe my soul dismay. I pass through trials all the way. And finally, there is that ever-present fear of death. Many a potential pilgrim has closed his ears when invited to come along on our pioneer trail. Why? Because they don't want to hear us talking about death. It is the thing they fear the most and therefore want to block out of their minds. Death doth pursue me all the way. Nowhere I rest securely. He comes by night, he comes by day, and takes his prey most surely. A failing breath, and I in death's strong grasp may lie to face eternity for aye. Death doth pursue me all the way. The journey is long, and it is hard. You young people have just begun. The endless plains, the swollen rivers, the high mountains, the dry deserts, lie before you. Most of them lie behind me, but I'm not done yet. All of them lie behind Lori Marsovka. You and I have to struggle on, enduring yet unknown pain and sorrow, trials and temptations. If we have to do this alone, we wouldn't even begin the journey. We wouldn't want to. We wouldn't be able to. Our desire and our ability would be in bondage to sin and Satan. We would be content to float down the wide and easy river, float on a barge down the river to that river that empties into the flames of eternal destruction. Thanks be to God. We are not alone. I walk with Jesus all the way. His guidance never fails me. Within his wounds I find a stay when Satan's power assails me. And by his footsteps led, my path I safely tread. In spite of ills that threaten me, I walk with Jesus all the way. The Son of God has blazed a trail for us. By becoming man and enduring all of the trials and temptations that afflict humanity, he has accomplished this. Through his perfect obedience, he knocked down every obstacle that stands in the way, even to the peaks of temptation, providing, therefore, a complete righteousness for all of us. Through his untold suffering and death, he filled in the deepest canyon, even the bottomless pit of hell, giving us complete forgiveness for all our sins. He blazed the trail, and he came back from the dead, came back to accompany, to guide, to equip, to strengthen us for the journey. With him at our side, we will make it, just like Lori has. What joy and peace will be ours when our eyes first behold that promised land, that heavenly city that God has prepared for us. Let us sing our prayer with the words of hymn 54.